Is there a piece of yourself that you've been ignoring? It's time to bring it into the light. Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. This is just an offered intention. If there is something you are working on that you would like to bring into this practice as a focus or to use in conjunction with this intention, you are more than welcome to do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo, which I need to get some more of, just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision that is safe and you are able to do so. And slowly start to deepen your breath. As you continue to breathe deeply, expanding the lungs, tune in to how you're doing today. Really feel yourself settle wherever you are, whether that's your feet into the floor, your booty into your chair, or maybe your back into your bed. Feel the earth supporting your weight, and just notice. Allow whatever arises to be, and then let it pass. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day. Whenever you are ready, go ahead and take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, expand, 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 and exhale. And tune in to the collective. All the people joining this communion across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to tune back in to our intention of source that manifests a spirituality and whichever intention you may have set if you did so. Source is a part of self too, right? Our spirituality is a part of self, very much so, and self a part of source. They are inextricably linked and yet still separate. I think it's this mystery that makes human beings so fascinated with spirituality and why we have been for so long. What does that mystery mean to you? How do you view your part that you play in the mystery, in the web of life? Today we have temperance in reverse, and I believe we've gotten temperance before as well. We are getting a lot of repeats this week, which is really interesting. So, of course, temperance is this image of a beautiful angel, her feet kind of barely skimming the surface of the water, this water flowing through a mountain behind her with flowers that almost look like calla lilies, and the sun shining above the mountain. And in her hands, she has two cups with water flowing in between them, trying to strike a balance. The triangle, the symbol on her chest, the symbol of peace and clarity of mind, and a circle on her forehead, as well as a halo of light representing connection to the divine. Temperance is a really, really beautiful major arcana card. And one thing that is coming up for me right now is the way that the major arcana cards tell a story. All of the tarot tells a story. If you read them chronologically, it goes through the cycles of the story of man. We know that temperance comes right after the death card and right before the devil card. It is a tightrope walk between ultimate change and rebirth and new contracts, right? New commitments. And in between this time of settlement and unsettlement, it's really like getting comfortable in the uncomfortable and calling patience to this present moment. I think that this is encouraging us to look at, I mean, last week we got a lot of cards about a big shift. And I think whatever shift has just happened, Temperance is saying we're processing through that, right? Try and find some balance as you are going through this shift. Let your body rest. Take the time you need to relax. And with today being our theme of spirituality and source, it's bringing that into the picture too. Tempering our reliance on self with the reliance on source and vice versa. That in this time of uncertainty, post shift, before things have settled back into something structured, it is a time to select the stones of your new foundation carefully. It is a time to lay them with precision, to pick your mortar very wisely, to hire good contractors. You know, I could belabor this metaphor, but it is a moment to be really intentional. And I think that word is so overused, but that really is what it feels like, that there needs to be an intention behind what is being built. The tower is just crumbled, right? And all of the stone from that is lying around you. Do not run and try and pick up every single brick and every single stone and build the tower back like it just was, because it's like, oh my gosh, my tower is crumbled. I just need shelter. I just need shelter. You are going to get a shoddy tower, my friend. Instead, look at this death as an opportunity for rebirth, and temper that fervor, that energy, that urgency with intention and gratitude. And as you rebuild, do so carefully, as in with care, right? Not warily, but wholeheartedly. I also want to emphasize that I don't think when I say to be careful and lay the bricks down wisely, I don't want to imply that this is necessarily just an intellectual pursuit. A lot of intention and full of care work is done in alignment with the body, the mind, the spirit, the energetic body. It is using all of your different intelligences to do these things. And I do think that ignoring yesterday's message and falling back into the control of the mind to rebuild is not what we're being asked to do. I think perhaps what is being torn down is the tower that the mind built by itself. And this death is an opportunity to rebuild something that honors your energy, your authenticity, your spirit, your emotion, something that there wasn't space for before. There can be built space for it now. As we move into our mantra today, inspired by Temperance in reverse and our intention of source / spirituality, as well as whatever intention you may have set at the top of our ritual, our mantra is going to be, I make room for all aspects of who I am. And I want to include that I am and just put that little reminder of what that I am can mean as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch last week's Tuesday video. Or no, 2 weeks ago, the Tuesday video. I'll link it down below so you can see it. I make room for all aspects of who I am. I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat together our mantra of, I make room for all aspects of who I am. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and exhale, repeating the mantra, I make room for all aspects of who I am. For our practice today, I want you to do something to take care of your tender heart. I hope that makes sense. It may be making a cup of tea and having it in bed 30 minutes early. It may be doing some hip releasing stretches. It may be squeezing in that gym visit, right? Something that just feels nurturing to these pieces that maybe haven't had space yet. I think as we do this work of repair, whether it be with others or with ourselves, oftentimes the actual repair piece can be missed and we just breeze past that and go right into improve. And it's much easier to say, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. Next time that happens, I'm going to do this, this, and this instead. Okay? You know, because the actual repair, the hug, the crying, the sitting with that discomfort is uncomfortable. It's vulnerable is what it is. It's scary. It's showing your soft underbelly. And when we think about doing this repair work with ourselves, you have to create a safe space to repair the parts of yourself that you have ignored. Give yourself some lovin' today. And then let me know in the comments what you decided to do. I'm sitting here thinking about what I want to do, and I just ran out of my candle. So I may go get a new candle and light my candle and do a long shower. You know, the like total shower, the complete shower. That sounds really nice. And just set the intention before that shower of taking care of myself. Thank you all so very much for being here today. Please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow or subscribe and leave us a like, a 5-star rating, and a review. One or any of these things is the very best way to support the Cohere Collective to ensure that I can keep making this beautiful free content for all of you. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective, our other content, our offerings and services, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com, linked below, to find out more. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.